Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about what's going on in state politics. Jack, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump spoke to a very supportive crowd at a fundraiser for the Saginaw and Genesee County Republican parties last night. He criticized his political rivals and the media. Trump is known for his controversial remarks. Did he say anything last night that will gain him more attention?
Well, he didn't bash women or say anything outrageous. He bashed Mexicans, which has become his sort of stock and trade, bashed illegal immigrants, and sort of belittled Jeb Bush, sort of patted him on the head as if he was sort of just this small, well-meaning, boring man, and his supporters ate it up and loved it, and he made a lot of money for the local Republican parties who sponsored this, so he and his supporters went away with a warm feeling.
How do you think he resonates with voters in Michigan?
Well, there's been a tradition in politics that people like, there's a certain number of people who like somebody who they say tells it like it is, who's brash, and in a way, Donald Trump is sort of a spiritual heir of George Wallace and Ross Perot. Now, whether he has staying power, whether this is going to be enough to prevail when you get to caucus and primary times, nobody knows. And, of course, he once again said that if he is treated what he calls unfairly, he may well run as a third-party candidate, which would be Republicans' ultimate nightmare.
Now, there are calls for state representatives Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat to resign over allegations they used state staff to try to cover up an affair. Corser is also accused of concocting a lie about drinking, drugs, and sex with a prostitute to cover up the affair. Corser says he will not resign. Now, this is all really strange. What's your take on this?
Well, it's certainly a very bizarre scandal. Gamrat, the woman involved, who is sort of a disciple of Corser's, has sort of disappeared, isn't communicating with anybody. Corser sort of lets out these rants. I can tell you Republicans want him gone much more than the Democrats do. They never liked him. He wasn't a team player. He and Gamrat were pretty much barred from Republican caucuses. They can't make him quit. They can throw him out. They can expel him. And attention is now on this infamous phony memo he wrote alleging that he had sex with a male prostitute, and he said this would inoculate the herd, sort of an expression of contempt for his followers, so they wouldn't believe he was having an affair with Cindy Gamrat. Controversy now is whether he tried to use a state official, one of his aides, to put this thing out there, which would probably be illegal and a misuse of state funds. What's interesting is a lot of people, even fellow Tea Party people like Gary Glenn, are calling for his resignation, but neither the Attorney General or the governor is willing to do that. But the bad thing, I suppose, is that this will distract attention from the legislature doing any meaningful work until it's over.
And finally, five Michigan counties have made a pledge to eradicate veteran and chronic homelessness by 2016. They are Ann Arbor, Royal Oak, Pontiac, Flint, and Detroit. And it looks like three, Ann Arbor, Pontiac, and Royal Oak, could actually do this. This seems like an amazing feat. Do you think it's possible?
No. I think that they are certainly making strides to reduce homelessness. And, you know, people like to bash the 1960s war on poverty. It did, in fact, make great strides in eliminating poor people. But the idea of eliminating all homelessness, psychologically, some people prefer to live that way. Not very many, but there are some folks like that. And we don't know about economic downturns. Some of these counties and cities have already made strides at reducing this. And it depends on how you call chronic homelessness. But it seems to me it would be very, very difficult to eliminate all of it. Maybe the best thing to do is to make sure that folks who are homeless through no fault of their own, or even if they choose to live that way, have adequate shelter facilities so you don't have people dying of exposure and having other bad things happen to them. It's a worthy goal, but it's very hard to believe they'll be totally successful.
All right. As always, Jack, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst.